Disaster Relief Fund. And the way it sounds, more is coming here to close the year out. Jessica Buchholz and Mickey Edwards joining us right now on the KVUE Sutherland studio line.
Jessica, good morning.
Good morning.
How are you today?
I'm doing well. Watching the rain come down.
Watching the rain. Well, as long as you're not standing in it.
Right.
You know,
I'm not standing in it.
Watching is better. Hey there, Mickey. How are you?
Hi. Good morning. It seems like we're all kind of watching the rain come down. Sitting on my front porch and enjoying it, kind of.
Yeah, the Greater Emporia Area Disaster Relief Fund has been very active since its inception, doing a lot of great work and raising a lot of money to a lot of folks here in and around the Emporia area, individuals and businesses, and the great work continues, and the Relief Fund and its members here have been active recently, so let's talk about what you've been doing here this week. What's been going on here this week, Mickey?
Oh my gosh, we've got so many things going on right now. The focus right now for our group is really healthcare worker appreciation and frontline worker appreciation, so we've had some teams going out to the schools and delivering gifts to our school nurses and nurse assistants. And we've got some fun stuff coming up for our hospital staff and public health staff. We've got some fun things happening right now.
So what is being delivered to those frontline workers? What's been going on this week, Jessica?
Well, lots of fun items. We delivered a $25 Main Street gift card to all of our school nurses at USD 253 and our nursing assistants. And then we also did a little local shopping and put together some goodie baskets that can go to the schools for all of those folks that are helping with the different things that are involved with COVID day in and day out. So we know the nursing staff is still being supported by, you know, the rest of the school, so we wanted just to offer some treats that they could put in their break room or share from their office.
Jessica, why is this such an important effort here, especially as, you know, we've had the pandemic now for better than 18 months. We're closing in on the end of the calendar year. What makes this the right time for something like this?
You know, people are tired, and we recognize that, and we recognize that these folks are going to work day in and day out. And, you know, I can personally attest to having two kiddos at a grade school in USD 253 and all of the different work, all of the work that the nursing staff is doing and the entire school staff is doing. I mean, they're taking a lot of precautions, you know, on those school campuses to make sure that the students are safe. And with the test to learn option, which is great, there's still just a huge workload that comes in addition to that. So we know that these staff members are just, you know, putting in lots of hours. And, you know, we just want to tell them thank you.
Well, and you're doing it in a positive way, and it certainly is much appreciated and I think very welcome to those workers who certainly have had challenges to deal with during this, it seems, never-ending COVID-19 that we still are dealing with. Did I hear Mickey mention ice cream? I think you guys are going to have a pretty big ice cream event or two coming up. Is that right, Mickey?
Yeah, that's right. We are happy to be bringing that to both Newman Regional and the health department. We thought we would treat them a little bit to kind of make them understand how much we do appreciate them. So next week, we've got a few different events planned so that staff on various shifts at the hospital can take advantage of it and really feel the love from our group and from our community.
Outstanding. Do you have a schedule at this point in time set up for that yet, or to be announced soon?
Jessica? we do have a schedule, but I don't know it.
Well, we are still working through just logistics with both Newman Regional Health and with the Lyon County Public Health, but I think we are looking at November 4th and 5th. We're going to do a couple of different shifts at the hospital because we know the workers are on different shifts. So in the later part of next week, we'll be up at Newman Regional Health a couple of times, then over to Lyon County Public Health, I think on Friday the 5th.
So what kind of ice cream are we handing out?
Ooh.
We're really fortunate to work with Goods Cash Saver, and they're going to be donating some tasty treats for us to be scooping out, and we'll have all sorts of different toppings, and it'll just be a great ice cream social.
Awesome. Thanks to Goods Cash Saver for stepping up and helping out.
Absolutely. Yep.
Yeah, that is going to be a big event, and a huge thank you to all of the healthcare personnel at Newman Regional Health and also Lyon County Public Health. It is going to be happening next week. That'll be a fun event. Now, we're not done yet because, Jessica, I understand you're teaming up with Hispanics of Today and Tomorrow and Newman Regional Health and Lyon County Public Health to participate. What do you got going on? Community Ofrenda? Is that what it's called?
We do. Yes. So we do have a couple of different projects that we're working on with the mentioned organization. So, like you said, we are partnering with Hispanics of Today and Tomorrow. They're having the Dia de los Muertos celebration this Saturday. And we wanted to take the opportunity to really remember those that have lost their battle with COVID. And so we felt like a good connection with that holiday, which is truly a celebration of life, to put together a community COVID ofrenda. And so at 915 Commercial Street, we do have an ofrenda set up to just recognize those that we've lost. People are more than welcome to come and contribute to that ofrenda. They can bring down photos of their loved ones, favorite items of their loved ones that have passed, and we'll help them display that at 915 Commercial Street. We also have put a marigold, which is a symbolic flower used in the holiday. We've put a marigold out to symbolize, you know, each of the folks from our community that have passed. So that was a pretty humbling experience to, you know, place those flowers out within the ofrenda, but we think it's important to recognize our community members and, you know, just have an opportunity to celebrate them and their lives. And this holiday gave us a platform to do so.
All right. So good timing there. Jessica Buchholz with Emporia Main Street and Mickey Edwards with the United Way, a part of the Greater Emporia Area Disaster Relief Fund. And Mickey, before we let you go, your thoughts on the Vax to Normal campaign. How did things go from your perspective?
Oh, I think they went so well. You know, honestly, we had so much fun with those drawings, and we just appreciate each and every one of our community members who have been vaccinated and have helped our community to get a little closer to normalcy and community health. So it was really a great activity for us. One last thing, though, too. I want to invite the community to share their thanks for frontline workers and healthcare workers. We have a kudo board that we have put online so that anyone can go on there and leave a little message for anyone that they'd like to say how much they appreciate the work that they've done. Jessica, maybe you can share the link to that.
Absolutely. So people can go to the Greater Emporia Area Disaster Relief Fund website, and it is, just scroll down, and it is the top listing there. You just click the link, and like Mickey said, you can go online and write a note of thanks. And then I'm actually also tagging it or pinning it to the top of our Facebook page. So if you search Greater Emporia Area Disaster Relief on Facebook, top posting will be our kudos board, and you just click on that. And it's just a really great way to say thank you to anybody that, you know, has helped throughout this pandemic and made an impact.
Kudos to you both for joining us here this morning. We appreciate that.
Thanks, guys.
Good to talk to you.
Thank you.
All right, guys. Thank you.
All right, Jessica Buchholz, Emporia Main Street, Mickey Edwards, the United Way of the Flint Hills, both part of the Greater Emporia Area Disaster Relief Fund, along with KVOE. By the way, we're very proud to be a part of this. So, yeah, hop on Greater Emporia Area, GEA Disaster Relief Fund.org is the address. And right at the top of that page is kudos. And it takes you right to where you need to do to leave off a thank you, a kudos. What we got going on, Chuck?
Great idea. Want to let you know, too, that we're not done here with our interviews this morning and really this hour. We've got our Newsmaker 2 officially coming up here in a couple of minutes with Emporia Christian School PTO President Marcy Shirk as we look ahead to the pancake feed from the Christian School November 6th.